Les Nessman versus the Martians by Lawrence Simon. I suppose if Martians had invaded Cincinnati, the public would have turned to Les Nessman for coverage. After all, Les doesn't just live and breathe news, but he practically oozes it. By licking Les Nessman, you might experience a news hallucination, much like thrill seekers lick certain species of toads for the vision-inducing properties. No wonder why Johnny Fever was totally out of it. In his off hours, he licked Les Nessman. Did he imagine he was licking Lonnie Anderson instead? Of course not. That would induce something entirely different, something which I'll refrain from repeating here openly, if you don't mind.